I want to talk to you today about the opening bands, the bands that go on before the headliners at a show.
Sure.
They play a crucial part in music festivals, in regular concerts that you would go to.
Sure. The undercard.
Yeah.
The opening acts.
Yeah.
Well, we have a really probably the best collection of, quote, opening bands in the history of the JAS Labor Day weekend experience. Other festival bills, which have an interesting hierarchy of the size of the print of the names, they have their certain top tier group of the headliners that are in the biggest, you know, highest size. And then there's the second tier. And then there's the smaller ones. We've had a lot of bills that you could realistically say these are double bills. They're not like, it's not an opening band. I mean, this has been going on at Labor Day for a while. The 5 o'clock band is a headline band in many places.
So Jazz Aspen is kind of like a breeding ground for openers to become headliners.
Well, in 20 years, we've had a lot of great acts that have come up. I mean, a lot. Any great festival, or we call ourselves an experience, but it's a festival of kind. It's just a unique one. Survives and thrives because it's been able to have a maintain a healthy blend of the old established household name, even the great iconic artist, you know, this is like a very famous person, but then at the same point to always be identifying great young talent. I mean, we had Diana Krall. She played in 1997 in the basement of the Silvertree Hotel in the cabaret room. It was the first time we knew about her. And then 1999, she's co-headlining with Ray Charles.
When you're looking to book a up-and-coming act, what qualities are you looking for in the musicians and the music that they play?
We're looking for compelling artists that put on, that are capable of commanding a big stage, and they've shown that. But then beyond that, if you don't have that, and there are cases where we do, did someone that we know, case in point, the Revivalists, who we haven't talked about, who are coming back this year, and they were just really kind of on their way up then. When we booked them, they were smaller. Now they're actually quite a lot bigger, but it just worked out that they were available, and we had already a great bill with Maroon 5 and The Roots, and they liked it. So
are there instances where a headliner will bring an opener?
Yes.
Okay.
We're tending to get artists now who are, it isn't so much the touring situation as it's a year where they're not doing a full-blown tour with 100 dates or 200 dates, but they're actually preparing to do a new record, for example. And so they're just going to go cherry pick and do 5 or 6 cool events in the summertime. And every one of them is just what's called a run out. You know, they're home that week. And then come Friday, they get in a plane and they fly to a place like Aspen. And Saturday night, they do a gig. And Sunday, they go home.
What other bands are you excited for coming up?
Lake Street Dive, opening the festival, really the experience on Friday night at 6 o'clock prior to Hall & Oates, is a band that we've been chasing for years. Years and years and years. And for both Labor Day and June, we've sent them an offer every year since they hit, which is, it feels like about 7 years or so ago. And they've wanted to come and play, but it just hasn't worked out. And then, you know, sometimes it's like the eclipse. Things just suddenly line up that didn't before. And this is a case of, here's a band, Lake Street Dive, who actually covers some Hall & Oates songs. This is a very compatible band. It's a nice fit. This bill they liked, and Hall & Oates like. And what I was going to mention is that we are seeing more and more at JAS where artists really want to know who else is on the bill. In fact, they make it a condition. It becomes something that they want to talk about. Well, okay, we might take, but who else is on the bill?
Well, Aspen Public Radio is jazzed for Jazz Aspen. So no pun intended.
That is a pun.
Yeah, it was a good one, right? Thanks so much for
Thank you.
Coming into the studio today.
Look forward to our next conversation.